You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's a Monday, the beginning of a new week. Here's hoping that you've had a very good weekend. And I understand if you don't want to get back into the thick of things, it's going to be one of those days where starting things off is going to be a little difficult, which is precisely why we do not want you to exert yourselves. And if there are some numbers and if there are names that you are wanting to make some money out of, you don't have to think about them. That is precisely why this podcast exists. It's called Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Rajesh Palvia of Axis Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give between 4 and 9% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So listen up and listen up carefully. I know this podcast is called Stock Picks of the Day, but these are names that are gold for 3 to 4 weeks coming up. NMDC has a buy call. It traded last at 110 rupees 65 paise. Buying range you should be looking at is 109 to 106 rupees. Target we're looking at is 113 to 117 rupees. Place your stop loss at 103 rupees. And for an upside of 5 to 9%, we have a buy call on NMDC. Next up, Concor with a buy call as well. Last trading price of 554 rupees 60 paise. Buying range you should be looking at is 554 to 546 rupees. Target is 571 to 577 rupees. Place your stop loss at 537 rupees for an upside of 4 to 5%. And finally, ICICI Bank with a buy call as well. Last trading price of 431 rupees. The buying range you should be looking at, 431 to 426 rupees. It's a 5 rupee range there. Target we're looking at is 446 to 451 rupees. Stop loss, 418 rupees for an upside of 4 to 5%. All right, before we dive back into those stocks and find out why they make for attractive buy calls today, at least according to Rajesh of Axis Securities, let's find out what he has to say about the trends prevailing on the Lal Street. On the weekly chart, the Nifty 50 index has formed a bearish candle with a long lower shadow indicating buying at lower levels. The index is moving in a higher top, higher bottom formation on the weekly chart, indicating a positive bias. The chart pattern suggests that if Nifty crosses and sustains above 11,850 levels, then it would witness buying, which would lead to higher targets towards 11,970 to 12,100 levels. But if the index breaks below 11,600 levels, then it would witness selling, which would take the index towards 11,500 to 11,430. The Nifty 50 is trading below its 20-day SMA, which are important short-term moving averages, indicating a negative bias in the short term. The Nifty 50 continues to remain in an uptrend in the medium term, so buying on dips continues to be the preferred strategy, according to Axis. The weekly strength indicator RSI and momentum oscillator stochastic have both turned negative and are below their respective reference lines, indicating negative bias in the short term. All right, let's head back to that list of stocks. We start things off with NMDC, which has a buy call. On the weekly chart, the stock price has decisively broken out from its downsloping trendline levels of 106 to 107 rupees on a closing basis and is sustaining now above the same. This breakout is accompanied with an increase in volumes, which supports the bullish sentiments ahead. The weekly as well as daily strength indicator RSI and the momentum indicator stochastic are both in a positive territory, which supports upside momentum to continue in the near term. The stock price is sustaining well above its 20, 50 and 100-day SMA, which also support bullish sentiment ahead. So that's NMDC with a buy call. Next up, Concor with a buy call as well. On the weekly as well as the daily chart, the stock price has decisively broken out from its multiple resistance zone levels of 543 to 540 rupees on a closing basis and is sustaining above the same. This breakout is accompanied with an increase in volumes, which supports bullish sentiments ahead. The weekly as well as daily strength indicator RSI and the momentum indicator stochastic are both in a positive territory, which supports upside momentum to continue in the near term. The stock price is sustaining well above its 20, 50 and 100-day SMA, which supports bullish sentiment ahead. So Concor also has a buy call. And finally, ICICI Bank, also with a buy call. On the daily chart, the stock price has decisively broken out from its consolidation range of 430 to 410 rupees on a closing basis and is sustaining above the same. This breakout is accompanied with an increase in volumes, which supports bullish sentiment ahead. The daily strength indicator RSI and the momentum indicator stochastic are again in positive territory, both of them, and this also supports upside momentum to continue in the near term. The stock price is sustaining well above its 20, 50 and 100-day SMA, which support bullish sentiment ahead. So, ICICI Bank with a buy call. One last time, those names: NMDC with a buy call, LTP of 110.65, target 113 to 117, stop loss 103 rupees, upside of 5 to 9%. The buying range is between 109 and 106 rupees. Concor with a buy call as well, last trading price 554 rupees 60 paise, buy in the range of 554 to 546 rupees, target 571 to 577, stop loss 537, upside 4 to 5%. And finally, ICICI Bank with a buy call, last trading price 431 rupees, buying range 431 to 426, target 446 to 451, stop loss at 418, upside between 4 and 5%. Well, that's it. Here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.